Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We'll talk more.
This is like my biggest fear. Like in school, you know, when they gave you like a sentence or a paragraph and you had to be your student that comes up next, I would try and read that paragraph as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And I'd still screw it up.
I was a teacher for 3 years, seventh grade science teacher, and I know that fear. Like you see who's coming next, and so you try to read ahead to make sure your paragraph is good. And when I see kids do that, I would fuck it up and skip that person.
Oh, it's so mean.
I know. I'm a dick. I know. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm that student right now. Yeah. You got me on the show doing this. Whatever. All right.
What's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore. Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Hard. I have a legendary YouTuber, content creator, been doing it for over 14 years. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jesse to the show. What's up, sir?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, thank you for coming. Yeah, you got millions of followers. You could be doing literally anything and people will watch you. You could literally live stream you pulling napkins and people are like, oh, man, look how Jesse pulls napkins.
I hope. I don't know about that. But I do pull a good napkin.
Hey, I like it, man. So what got you into making content? How did you start?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was kind of an accident about 14 years ago. I dared my girlfriend to eat a tablespoon of cinnamon.
Oh, wow.
And I filmed it.
Yeah.
And she ate it. She choked on it, put it online. I got paid $200, and I created this terrible cinnamon challenge that was not something I'm proud of. But I just never stopped. I was like, that was the easiest $200 I ever made.
And yeah.
I just continued. Until I got to this place.
Money is a strong motivator,
oh, yeah.
man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Listen, my first time doing heroin was solely based on that. I was just like, all right, $5, let's give it a try. That's super dope, man. And then also, like, you've been able to make a career out of it. So,
oh, yeah.
Like, to not have to necessarily answer to anyone or work for someone, but work with people it's a game changer, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the dream job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to do this. And I'm very fortunate for sure.
And it's all content that you create for the most part, you come up with. So it's like seeing your ideas literally come from here and then go straight to fruition. And that's like super dope, too. Like, your page is amazing, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, I love the animation that you do. I think the thumbnail with like you holding your head.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's
so
dope. I was like, I don't know why I like it so much, but like, I was like, I want one. But it's super dope, man.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got into like photoshopping I was just getting bored of just posting myself on Instagram. Like, I gotta be different.
Yeah.
Weird. So I started doing weird edits.
Was it all self-taught? Like, just watching
YouTube videos? Yeah, I was actually in the military for 6 years, and then I got out. I sold cars for used Cadillacs in New Jersey.
Oh, really? I'll just glaze over that. How long did you do that?
For a year, and it was like 60-hour weeks for a bunch of Italians that just were like, it was nuts. And they basically fired me by the end.
Yeah.
And I did that YouTube cinema thing. I'm like, let me just try to pursue this, and
that's
just never stopped.
Hilarious. I sold cars for 6 months.
Oh man, it's tough.
It is. But here's the thing. So with you. I imagine it was a traditional dealership, and traditional dealerships, they typically sell a max of maybe 10 to 12 cars a month. At CarMax, we were doing 28, 30 cars a day.
Oh,
it's just completely different.
Oh,
and so the commission is different. Like, you get a commission off the total price of the car. If we sold a car, it was just like $250. And if you added like the extended service plan, not a warranty, you would get like an extra $100.
So
you could literally make like, you know, $1,500 a day.
Yeah.
But, you know, you really had to sell your ass off.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was intense though. We had to sell, I think it was required to sell 5 to 7 cars a week. Or you got the base pay, which was like $15 an hour. But
and if you like for me, when if you didn't sell anything, you get paid nothing.
Yeah, see.
It was commission only.
Mm.
And it was very cutthroat, and it was used Cadillacs, and it was the same thing. You'd get like $400, I think, if you sold a car.
Yeah.
But if you sold it like at the sticker price, you got an extra $200. But that was never the case.
Yeah, nobody. Sold it.
No one's ever like, I'm coming.
Oh yeah, $80,000. I'll take it. Everybody's gonna try to talk it. The one good thing about CarMax is like there was no haggling. So I was like, the price is what it is. You can't talk me down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But of course, we had the same thing. We had people that cherry pick. You know, wait till somebody's walking and looking at the car, and they go right out instead of waiting to the queue or who's next on.
Oh yeah, we had no. It was a bunch of Italians, and we had no order. It was like you stand out front, and when the car pulls in, whoever runs up to that person first.
Really?
Oh, it was very.
What was your pitch? Let me hear the pitch.
Shoot, I don't even remember. It was just like I can't even remember. It was that long ago. It was a whole pass. I don't even remember. Like
I always act like I didn't care. I was always like less enthused than I really was. I was really excited to try to get them to test drive. Because you get somebody to test drive, commit to that, you get their license, they like the car, and that's what I was like, hey, man, you know, listen, I'm not here to press you, man. It's a great car.
Right.
A couple people looking at it. If you want to test drive it, it's no pressure. You don't have to buy it to test drive it.
Right.
But I mean, I'm here.
Yeah.
You're here. You got 20 minutes.
Yeah, you get them in the car to test drive. You're like, all right, I'm getting
it. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And they're still on the fence. Like, yo, take it home with you today.
Yeah.
Just take it home. Bring it back tomorrow. It's fine. Take it home.
And if I got you in the test drive, I made it to second base.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to third. Just know that. We're going to sit back down at my desk and we're going to talk about this for a second. But yeah, I hated it. I really started working at CarMax just because they had insurance that started immediately. Like, you didn't have to wait, like, 2-3 months or 90 days. Like, they had insurance that started immediately, and I needed to get my teeth fixed. I had a cavity that was giving me so much trouble. And,
also, health insurance.
Oh, hell yeah, man. And I told them, I was like, I'm only going to be here for 6 months. And they was like, yeah, right. You're going to get a taste of money. You want to be here. The day I quit, I had sold 6 cars in that day, and I quit that day.
Yeah, selling cars is tough.
I never want to do it again. But I love cars. So it was like, it was still a win-win because I got to test drive every car I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like Panameras, all of that before I ever owned one. So it was like, it was dope. I liked it. Yeah. But I would never do it again.
No, never. Never.
When they
fired me, I was just like, I think that was a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if they didn't fire me, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd probably be still selling cars at FC Kerback right now. Don't buy a car there.
You should go back now and just buy a car.
You know what I did? I know what I did? Like, they fired me, and then I figured out the YouTube thing, and I just started crushing it.
Yeah.
And then I had, like, they sold Lambos and stuff there, too.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Maseratis.
Yeah.
And I, like, did some, like, Dancing with the YouTube Stars and won 100K. I was like, oh, I just won 100K. I'm going to buy a car.
Yeah.
Like, cash. So I went back, and I was like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I want to test drive Maserati. Like, what? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, I ain't buying it from you at all. You know? I went and bought an Audi somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it felt so good.
Yes.
It felt so good. And all the same salesmen there, man. I'm like, bro, I'm sorry for you.
Yes. How long did it take before you figured out how money works? Because, like, my first big check, I fucked up so much money and didn't realize how taxes work. So, like, I thought because I bought a car cash that it was better. But it's like when you take that cash out and the government's like, oh, you're taking out $40,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll wait. And then when taxes came around, I was like, by the way, you owe us $17,000.
Yeah.
I was like, eh, yeah.
I mean, I was in a relationship where I was, because I was bad with money.
Yeah.
So, but in my relationship, we saved a lot. So I was like, once I had to pay the taxes, I was like astounded, but I had it. I was ready.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I fucked up
a lot.
Yeah. I fucked, my first 100,000, I completely fucked up.
Yeah, you're like, oh, 100,000 to me.
Yeah.
No, like 45% of that goes to the government.
Yeah, they want it too. They're like, oh, no, we'll wait, we'll set up payment plans. Okay, man, we'll.
You spent it? Oh, it's all right, but we're
going to
get it.
Yeah, they are going to get it. So, but fuck it, man, we're here now. We're having a great time, man, and I think we're about ready to get the show started, man. So basically, let me give you the rules, Jesse. We both have 5 index cards.
Okay.
But 5 difficult words on them. All right. So the goal is to try to pronounce the words correctly, and then try to figure out the definition, either from you figuring it out on your own, or you can flip over the card and there's a sentence on the back that can give you context clues. All right. So you got a chance to win 2 points per word.
I'm really bad at
this. Yes, listen, trust me. Brother, you haven't seen the show yet, okay?
I mean, I watched it and I heard that you have problems.
That's how the game got here. Because I fuck up words on a daily basis.
Yeah, me
Simple
too.
Shit like the. I pronounced T-E one time. I was like, how did I do that? How did I say the was T-E? But I did it. Yeah. I did it, you know? So, you know.
I'm on the same. Okay, well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be really much competition for you, just to let you know.
Listen, brother, we are on the same page.
Okay?
Right,
cool.
I color outside the lines a lot.
Yeah, all right, let's
do it. Maya's here to keep us on task, and if we're taking too long, she'll crack the whip. To make sure we get back on task with it, and then also let us know if we are correct or if we're wrong.
Okay.
And then the last round, we have an index card with 1 heavily worded sentence. We have 10 seconds to try to say that correctly. Here's the thing, though.
I'm
I don't know none
exposed.
Of these sentences either.
I know.
All right? So let's get into it. Round 1, I'm going to kick it off. And here we go. First word.
Round 1.
Y'all can give me something to make me look better in front of Jesse.
You
he's probably going to advertise this to his 150 million fans.
I feel for you right now. I don't know how you do this.
150 million people are going to see me struggle with this word that she's going to say so easily.
The word is COPACETIC.
Is that it? That can't be it. Copacetic?
Correct.
Oh, shit!
I knew that one. I was like, damn, I knew that one.
I've said it a lot of times, but you're like, it's like certain words you say, but you never see. Like, I had never seen Segway written down. And then when I saw it, I had this one word. I was like, Sigawee?
I'm nervous.
Copacetic.
Yeah, you got it.
Everything's copacetic. Everything's okay. It's fine. It's cool. It's chill. This without even looking at the sentence. I'm going to go ahead and look at the sentence anyway, but you know what I'm saying. Despite the economy, business at our restaurant has been copacetic. Enough to allow us to earn a small profit. Boom. That
My
never
heart's
happens.
Pounding
I'm
right
sorry,
now.
Jesse. But
you
that,
made that look so easy.
It never happens like that, man. It never happens
so
like
gotta,
that.
So I got to just flip this one? Or
yep. That's one. There you go.
The word is vermiculaur.
Vermicular?
Correct.
Oh,
look at, see? Come on, man. You got this.
I have no idea what that means.
Hold on, let me put this in so you won't see the next one.
Oh, I didn't
one.
See
there
it.
You go.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
You're good. You're good.
Oh, vermicular.
You got this, man.
Do I have to read this out loud too?
I mean, you can read it to yourself or then read it out loud.
Why do I feel so much pressure?
Don't, man, don't.
All
right. Right now, you're trying to hold in the fart. Let it out. Let that fart out, man.
Iron was the optimum material for breaking components.
Look at your wordsmith.
The results showed that vermicular iron. The correct type?
No.
It's okay. It's okay, man.
Have so I got 1 point, though.
You got 1 point.
But you get two if you get the definition.
You did good, though,
what
man.
What is it? What is it?
It's resembling a worm.
Oh, so you're not.
Resembling a worm?
A material that resembles a worm. Like, think of vermicelli. Vermicelli.
I don't know what that means either.
I don't.
It's a noodle.
It happens to me all the time.
Okay.
There are sometimes I get sentences right, that help me none whatsoever.
Okay.
And I'm just like, why the fuck? You know, what the fuck is the purpose of that?
That was stressful.
You're good, man. See, look how easy you knocked it out, though, man. You worried about nothing. You worried about nothing. All right.
Okay.
Don't go on to this next word. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it is.
Round two.
All right. See, this is shit I get. Is that? Like, why is that?
That doesn't even seem like it don't make sense. Right.
Yeah, it looked like it's missing letters.
Yeah.
The word is OPPUGN.
And the fucked up thing is probably gonna be silent, but like, if I don't acknowledge it, I'm gonna feel weird. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why be here if I'm not gonna acknowledge you? It's like somebody at your party
right.
And you don't speak to that person on purpose. Yeah, like, it's like, oh, I'm just here, but I'm silent. Opon.
No.
I knew it. Sometimes I just say it with confidence, even though I know I'm wrong, because I'm like, why sit up there and struggle for like 30 minutes?
Right, just.
Okay, I got it wrong, but I'm gonna try a couple more things. Apogonon.
No.
Okay. I didn't think that was it either. But, you know, I tried to acknowledge the G. Opun.
Closer.
Open.
No.
Opanog.
No.
Opogonon.
I don't know. I wouldn't even make a guess.
Opogon. What is it?
A pune.
That's stupid.
Oh.
That's stupid as fuck. This is why I constantly say English is dumb as fuck, okay?
A pune.
I don't even want to know what the definition is, because I know there's a better way to describe whatever the fuck this is. It has to be. What is it again? A pune?
A pune.
A pune. A pune. I can't even say that in my voice. A pune. I have to say it in her voice. A pune. To say it correctly. Dumbass definition. She had the audacity to impugn the conclusions of her department head. Oppose?
That's correct.
What? Definitions I'm pretty good at, man.
He's kicking my ass.
No, I got you by what? Maybe half a point?
2 points. All right. Oh, I go now, right? Mm-hmm.
Fuck. That's fucking crazy to have 5 consonants and no vowel in between it. Four consonants together. It's like, why y'all doing this? Who's making words like this with no vowels?
I don't even want to try because it's embarrassing.
The word is chthonic.
It looked like Catholic when I first looked
at it. Yeah,
that's what
I wanted
to say. But the
longer
you look at it, the more you realize you're wrong about that.
Chthonic?
No.
I would have went
with that. Chthonic?
Say that again?
Chthonic?
No.
Third time's a charm.
You get 3 tries.
No, but I mean, you know, to redeem yourself.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck?
I don't know.
I want to say chronic, but obviously not chronic.
I mean, the CH can make another sound, too. You did the K. It also makes a... Maybe what's the worst that can happen? You can't lose more.
Phonic?
Say it again.
Phonic?
No.
I don't know. What is it?
It's thonic. The CH is silent.
Why would two letters be silent?
I was going to say that, too. I was like, nah, it can't just be thonic.
Two letters? Why would a C and an H be?
Why even put them? Just put thonic. Like,
exactly.
Just put T-H-O-N-C-K.
That's worse than pneumonia. That's worse than pterodactyl. Why? It's worse than night. Why? Knee. All of those one letter silent.
Okay.
Stupid. English is dumb.
Hit me with another word I can't.
That's the word.
Why you? Y'all set me up. Cerebrus guards the thonic gates.
Oh, that's Cerberus.
Oh, that's somebody's name.
Severus? Cerberus?
Cerberus.
Cerberus.
That's Greek.
Cerberus guards the thonic gates. The grand gates?
No. Underworld. The gates of the underworld.
Who is? Is that the like big dog or something?
3-headed dog, guards the gates of hell.
So what's the definition?
Of the underworld, relating to the underworld.
Thonic underworld.
They didn't teach me that one.
Me neither. And I've been to church all my life.
That was a tough one. Thonic.
That C and the H really a little bit solid.
Oh, man, this is hard. This is really exposing me.
Listen, man, ain't no, listen. When people at home watch this, they do it with us. There aren't a lot of people who would've got that. Like, that seeing the H just being silent, that's just mean.
Yeah.
That's just mean. That's cruel and unusual with punishment. It should be against the law, technically, by the rules of the United States, but, you know, whatever. All right, next word.
Round 3.
Hey, Brendan, could you come in for a second?
What's up, Tahir?
Nothing much. Hey, guys, I'm Tahir Moore, and wait, how old are you?
I just turned 33.
Perfect. Did you guys know that 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the age of 35?
Ugh. F*** you, Tahir.
Hey, man, language. The best way to prevent baldness is to do something about it while you still have it. Sorry, Brennan. Sorry. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about hair loss prevention, and you immediately start thinking about money. Well, let me calm your nerves. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss prevention products on the market. And you may have tried them before, but never at a price like this. Now, Keeps products can take up to 4 to 6 months or more to see the results. So the sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. But don't just take my word for it. Look it up. Keeps has the most 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Any of them. Just look it up. Find out why nearly 100,000 men trust Keeps to save their hair. And right now, you can get a plan starting at just $10 a month. And because you guys are listening for a limited time, that means it's very short, you guys can get your first month completely for free. You heard that free, didn't you? Of course you did, because who doesn't like free stuff? If you would like to get your first month of Keeps for free, go to keeps.com/wording. That's KEEPS.com/wording, and you will get your first month for free.
Round three.
See? Look at this.
Yeah, good luck.
It's not just you.
Good luck with that. The C and the H is silent.
The word is C-A-C-H-I-N-N-A-T-E.
All right, confidence. I don't wait.
The fuck? Good, like, I hope my word ain't that hard the next one. All
right, here we go. Cash your name.
No.
I knew that. Catch your name.
Still no.
Okay, cool. You know what made it worse? The steel in front of a steel no. Like.
Right, right.
Last one. I'm already wrong, but just for shits and giggles. Cackinate.
Yes.
What? That C and the H. The C and the H can be the ch.
Cackinate, yeah. That makes sense, though, but it just...
Why is the K? See there? Why not just have a K? Why not just have a K, America? English? I'm sick of it. Cackinate.
That really cackinates me.
Oh, my God. Cackinate. Cackinate. What would that mean? Before looking at the sentence, cackinate, it is the art of like cackling at something ridiculous is what I'm going with. That's not my final answer.
Not your final answer?
It's not. I'm going to read the sentence. Comedians usually love a good laugher, but one audience member cackinated so much that it threw the stand-up off. I struggled through that sentence. Let me read that again, because I just need to redeem myself.
I feel like you got the definition right.
I almost got it, yeah. But I just want to make sure that people didn't think I was having a stroke while I was reading that. Comedians usually love a good laugher, but one audience member cackinated so much that it threw the stand-up off. Cackinated. Laughing loud and hard?
Correct.
Obnoxious? Definitions, man. I got them. I'm like, definitions are us. But I don't know what word you're talking about. That's the only problem with that.
Okay.
The word is traduce.
I mean, traduce.
Correct.
Racists often quote negative stereotypes in an effort to reduce minority groups. Traduce, right? That's how you say it?
Yes. Try to think if I would get that one. I feel like I would.
Like belittle? Put down?
Yes.
Moving on, I got it. I don't want to hear anything else. Not as dumb as I look. Told y'all.
What's the full definition?
To speak badly of or tell lies about to ruin.
I was close enough.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark.
Shit. Got 2 points, baby.
He's on the board. He's on the board, folks.
I got three.
All right. All right.
Round four.
You know what? Let's just keep it moving. Got 2 words left, man. Okay. You're doing great.
Okay, I'm feeling confident now.
See, I said it with the confidence.
I delivered it with the confidence. Think I still messed it up a little bit because of the confidence. She was like, I'll give it to him.
It's all about the confidence. This is what sells it, man. All right, here we go. No, I don't even want that. This shit look like Myrmidon.
It look like Madagascar.
Yeah.
The word is MARMORACE. O-U-S.
More.
Why are y'all, man? This is a mean show.
The word is structured so it sounds like I'm mumbling. That's, I don't want y'all to think like he can't read. I see him on the, nah, it's set up like you see what's going on here.
Mamor is a mamor.
This is so ridiculous.
More.
Yeah. Break it down.
Mar Morosius.
I think you're so close.
Mar.
With confidence, remember?
Mar Morosius. Hold on a second. Let me hit the reset button. I was skipping like a goddamn CD. Trying to think of any. I'm trying to scan my brain for any words I know that sound like this. All right, here we go. Mar Morosius.
No.
Morosius.
Even further.
Okay, cool. Morosius?
Closer, but you've already gotten it wrong.
Okay,
so
cool.
Many times.
Yep, that is correct. That is not correct. What I said was not correct at all. What? How do I say that?
Marmoratious.
That sounds right. I'm not even gonna dispute that because I know what I said was just completely wrong.
I was gonna say that, but I just wouldn't let
you. Are, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to figure. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. That's what's up. What is Marmoratious?
No.
Oh, I said it wrong.
Marmoratious.
What?
Marmoratious.
Marmoratious.
I can't even say that
word. That's why I had to say it again so I could say it in the sentence. The Marmoratious countertop looks so real that no one but the architect knew the truth. That is a, it's like a, I want to say, a, not like an imposter, but what do they call? It's a replica. Yeah, replica.
Of? Specific.
It's specific to something?
It's very specific.
The replica countertop made of countertop material. Which includes, but is not limited to, marble, graphite, ceramic.
You eventually found your way there. I'll give you half a point.
But he's got to say the word again, correctly.
Why would you do that?
I'm just curious.
Can you say it? Off to like a.
I know we're version. On. We're in a competition though. I'm just curious. I can't say it again. I heard her say it three times. I can't say it again. Marmoratious.
I was bigging you up the whole time, building your confidence, and you come in here with this malarkey, and this is the type of shit that you do.
I gotta win.
Marmoratious.
That's good.
You know what? When you got your shit right, you went on to the next thing.
I know. I'm sorry. I was just curious if you could, because I couldn't remember.
I can't remember.
Okay. I can't remember. I was like, I couldn't read that word again if you told me.
No, I couldn't be paid to say that shit correctly. That's not without the help of Google. Shit. Whew.
So that is resembling or related to marble.
Oh. You don't need to know that word ever.
You don't. You don't need to know that word. Oh, you were like, I'm getting a house built, but I don't want to really pay for marble. I want to get something that looks like.
But imagine marble. Some contractor came over and was like, yo, this I'm going to do this countertop Marmoratious. You can be like, yeah. I even said it wrong, but like he's.
I think you said it right. Did he say it right? Marmoratious.
Marmoratious.
Okay. So would you say like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to chance it.
Okay.
Let's just let you.
This word better not be like really long. I feel like it's really long. Okay.
That has to be a medical term. That should never be a word that's just regular in conversation.
I'm going to break it down.
That's what you got to do sometimes, man. You got to break that thing on down to the lowest compound. You got it, though. You all right. You coped that.
All right. Okay. Confidence.
That is.
The word is EMPLEOMANIA.
Emplomania.
No.
She confidently said that. She confidently said no. She does that. She shoots a lot of shit down confidently.
I mean, if the E is in front of the O, the E makes the plug. Emplomania?
Still no.
That's still in front of it, so just condescending. That word looks like a vulgar word.
Empleomania?
Yes.
Look at you. You just need a little confidence.
I had to go back to fifth grade and was like, sound it out, Jesse. Leo. Leo is in that word. Leo. Empleomania. Okay. I don't get the point, though, right?
No, not for the word, but you still can salvage it with the definition.
The author twice mentions empleomania as a driving force among its scheming scholars. What's the author mentioning? I don't know. He twice? I don't give a shit about it. He mentioned it once, but he did it twice. Does that matter that it's empleomania?
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a wrestler or something.
It's a very weird word.
Leomania. Empleomania. As a driving force. Y'all know that word? I've never heard that word before.
You want to call a friend?
Do I get lifelines?
No, we don't do it. I just thought.
Like, Monica, help me out here. All right, what's a driving force? I think I said this word wrong too. It's scheming.
Scheming.
Yeah. Mm. What did I say?
Scheming.
Nobody would have said it. You brought it back up.
I know, but I read it again. I'm like, wait a minute. Scheming scholar? What the fuck's a scheming scholar? He's scheming. He's scheming that motherfucker.
There you go. That's probably one of your contacts.
I'm a lot of curse, right? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right. Scheming. He's a scheming scholar. He's mentioned it twice, and it was his driving force. Is obvious? I don't know. I have no idea. I passed. I have no idea.
You forfeit your point. It's a mania for holding public office.
Oh, see, nobody.
How the fuck? How would it? Y'all, come on.
Listen. Trust me. It happens to me all the time.
That's impossible. Okay.
Literally, the last game, somebody had a word that took up the whole line. That was one word.
That was sheming, okay? Y'all are sheming me.
That's just where it happens, man.
Y'all are sheming me.
All right, moving on to the last and final word.
Ugh. I can't even read this. I'm exposed.
I'm
not sharing this.
You're doing better than you said you would.
Okay, I mean,
I
got 3 points.
You're doing so much better than you said it would. You figured out how to pronounce the word correctly?
Okay, yeah.
Pronounce. Yeah. I had to make sure I say it right because people be on my head for saying that wrong too. All right. Last word for your boy.
Round 5.
See, look at this. See, you're
talking. I know that word. No, I don't.
That P and that N right there just looks so aggressive.
The word is D E. IPNOSOPHIST.
That sounds like some sort of like, or looks like some sort of like something that somebody does at a hospital. Like that's what they do. They're like, what do you do? I'm a dipodomist.
Yes, the sophist is what gets it, but this in the eyes. All right. I'm just saying, it's diaphanosophus.
Incorrect.
Diaphanosophus.
No.
Like she had to think about it if you said it right.
Dinosophus.
You left out a few letters.
I left out that P on purpose. I didn't I didn't think it made a difference. Silent, Deipnosophis. Deipnosophis. What's the word?
Deipnosophis. So that E-I is one. One sound. Deipnosophist.
That's a stupid word. That's a really stupid word.
You'll never hear that in a conversation. Never. You need to be like, well, what?
Oh, unless the person is a deipnosophist. Like, you never use it. Yeah. This is just, it's an advanced, like, field, I feel like. That's not like an entry level. Like, you've been a X-ray technician for 6 years. They'd be like, hey, we had an opening for the deipnosophis. Are you interested? I'm like, yeah.
but I can't pronounce it, so I'm going to pass on that.
I brought my friend, a world-class deipnosophis, to the dinner party. That helped.
That could be anything.
That could be anything. I brought my friend who's a world-class OBGYN to the dinner party. I brought my friend who was a world-class optometrist to the... That could be anything. That helped none. Zero. Hold on. Let me see. I'm just going to go with food. Someone that knows a lot about food.
I like that answer.
It's not the right answer.
I didn't think it was going to be.
A person skilled in table talk. Who else would you bring to a dinner party?
A date? I don't know. A date? A sponsor?
You would bring a DFO for this.
Somebody that's skilled in talk. That's just a gift of gab. You could bring a comedian.
Or you could just say, I'm bringing someone that's really fun.
Yeah. you don't label it. Do they get paid? Does this person get paid? You know what? Fuck English. Okay? You're stupid. There's no need for that.
Oh, was that the last one for you?
That was the last one for me. So you got one more.
Oh, I got the sentences.
That's stupid, by the way. I don't know who I need to write a letter to.
Wait, there's more after the words?
Just one sentence after that. It's easy. I feel like that's fair, seeing the word that I just came off of.
I feel like I could say this one correctly.
The word is MUNDIVAGANT.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. You can say it low.
Mundivagant?
Correct.
Mundivagant. I felt like I had to say it with the Philly accent. I wanted to say Mundivagant, but I was like, yo, not Mundivagant.
Shit. I'm still deopheness.
Good thing I didn't get scheming as a word.
That's for the second time.
Mundivagant. Okay. The students found cheap flights for their Mundivagant adventures. What kind of adventures do students go on?
Mundivagant ones.
They go on Mundivagant adventures.
Yeah.
And they're students, so maybe it's an educational adventure. Maybe an educational adventure.
I mean, mind is in it. Okay.
I mean, that wasn't my answer. I just looked back.
Yeah.
And was just talking.
He was
to
just
you.
Talking, yeah.
Yeah, that was not my answer.
He's spitballing. You
know,
I wasn't financial.
I was just looking. I was just, you know, that was a question. Yeah. It was a question mark. It was like, it could be like an education. So I would say they're special adventure. No. What's a Mundivagant? What is it?
Wandering all over the world.
That makes sense, right out of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have made the sentence like a little easier. Like, the student found cheap flights because they wanted to see a lot of places on their magnificent.
That's not even the word no more.
Oh, at least I pronounced it right.
You did. You got that right.
Extra credit.
Okay, so the last part of the show, Jesse, is Maya hands us both an index card. And on this index card is a heavily worded sentence. And we have 10 seconds to read that sentence correctly with as little errors as possible. Oh, and that's it. Did she tell
sweating.
Us? Nah, you're fine. You're
this
fine.
This is like high school all over again.
Yeah, except you're the coolest kid.
I'm the dumbest and coolest kid.
Hey, man, that's all that matters, man. You look
just
good
in
by
English.
Doing.
Everything else, I'm great. Math, forget about it. I could get numbers, okay?
Yes. I get numbers now because I want the money. Yeah, so I want to understand that.
If I need to write a sentence about it, like, I might need to be on my phone first so it fixes
it. Oh, absolutely. I do everything with the preview on the phone. That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
All right, so Maya is going to, I'll let you choose first, and I'll take whatever one is left. Okay. You don't look at it yet, because I'm actually going to go first. 10 seconds on the clock, and whenever she's ready.
Oh, this is going to, I'm going to butcher this.
Trust me, it's not going to be any worse than what I'm doing. And ready, set, and go. While cleaning out her parents' basement, Amy stumbled upon a box containing billets due, written by her dad to his high school sweetheart, her mom.
You got it under
10 seconds. Oh, we got to read it in 10 seconds.
Yeah, with as little errors as possible. But I don't feel like I said Billy's do right. Is it Billy's dough?
Billy do?
Billy do?
Billy don't.
Billy don't understand why that was. You know what?
So you didn't get the point? Is this like a bonus round or like this?
This is a bonus round. Okay. So like you only got some of it. So I'm going to write on that one.
So when I flip it, the time starts?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure it's not upside down when I flip it. Okay. Yeah. I didn't look. And leaf texture is. Oh, fuck. Sir Curious and Dalexley and Ed. What the fuck? Given the leaves and silvery gray appearance. What?
No.
So, let me see the sentence. Read that shit.
Let's see if I can do it. All right. 10 seconds on mine. Let me try if I can do it real quick. All right. Okay. Go. Leaf texture is Sicily and Dexley and at back.
Yeah.
That's yours. That is not mine. That is not mine.
Oh, the leaves were silvery gray appearance. Okay. Are we done?
At the end of the day, you can pride in knowing that your credit score is way better than mine.
No, I mean.
if nothing else, you get to sleep easy at night not knowing or knowing that creditors don't give a shit about you. Me, on the other hand, I know. Sally Mae, I know y'all see the emails, okay? I know Mohila.
I mean, I'm going to take this word with me on the way out because I'm going on a Mendivian adventure so nobody knows where the fuck I'm out after this video gets online. I don't want to see any comments.
Jeez Louise. All right, Maya, let's tally it up. What are we looking like?
To here, you got 65.
Okay. That's still an F. Well, D minus.
And Jesse, you got an F. 40.
Well, I mean, you know. We kind of knew what to expect. Y'all know what to expect from me. Going into this, you
That's
know
my typical high
what I'm
going
to do. But hey, man, listen, you still came out a winner, knocked out some of the words that you didn't even think that you could get.
I mean, I feel smarter when I leave now, and I also need to start reading a lot more.
You have words now in your arsenal that you didn't have before.
Yeah.
Every L is a lesson if you let it get. Boom.
I'm going to use that. Mendivigant. So you get, like, really smart people on the show, too, sometimes that just, like, crush it.
I've had some people that have like really surprised me. Yeah. And I didn't know that they were, I felt bad for talking down to them in previous situations. They got on here and I was like, God damn, this motherfucker just waxed the floor with me. But yeah, I'm pretty consistent through the board. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I float between a strong D, low A, mainly strong D. So it's kind of like, this is where I get my meal at, you know. But thank you for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, man, we out here, man.
That was fun. Like, I'm gonna go Mendivigant now.
Well, you learn a lot of words. You get to take them in. There's no L's if you got a lesson from it.
Yeah, no, definitely. The siege is silent.
There it is, man. You want to tell the people what you got working on? What you got coming up?
What am I working on?
That's been another episode of Wording Is Hard. We'll see you guys next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.